We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're so glad that you are here with us today on this cold Sunday morning, probably the last gasp of winter here in Northwest Florida, but we're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to bring your attention to two verses of Scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 6. And 1 Timothy is a book that's written from Paul to his son in the faith, Timothy. Timothy is a pastor, and he's relating to him what he is to do as a pastor, how he was to lead his flock. And in chapter 6, he gives some just tidbits of truth that everyone needs. And in verse 6, it says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." How many of you think that's a good reminder in our society today? Reminds me of the fellow that told his wife that when he passed away that he wanted his bank account emptied and put in his casket to be buried with him. And so when that time came, she wrote a check and she laid it inside the casket. They closed it up and that was it. So he got his money, at least. I don't know if he could deposit it, though. That's the thing. But, you know, having what God wants us to have is great gain. Godliness with contentment. The spiritual with the natural, how we are. We're rarely ever contented. We always want more. There's that idea when you go to the restaurant, I'm going to get as much as I can get. I've gotten older, and I can't eat as much anymore. So my wife and I are forever asking for a carryout box, so we can take it home and we'll eat a little bit more the next day for lunch or whatever, because you never can eat it all, what they give you. But the idea that God is communicating here through the Apostle Paul to this servant of the Lord, Timothy, is that godliness, following after God and being content with that, is great gain. And then he reminds Timothy this, and that verse 7, "For we brought nothing into this world." And we've all seen little babies that have come into the world, and they come in with nothing. Nothing. Nothing to give but themselves. And a mama and daddy are very happy to have that until a couple of years later. And after all the dirty diapers and all the temper tantrums and stuff, said, "Can we go put that back?" That's just the way we are when it comes to life and so forth. But it's certain that you're not going to carry anything out but your soul. And so that's the theme that we need to have in our hearts and lives today. It was a theme that Luke wanted to communicate to his dear friend Theophilus, and he touches on it in the book of Acts. And we need to understand and know that God wants us to be content with Him. And that, folks, is great gain. If you know Him, you're taking something out of this world that you didn't have when you came in. Amen? You're taking something out of this world that you didn't have when you came in, and that is the knowledge and the person of Jesus Christ. Do you know Him this morning? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I pray that you do. If you're not, we're going to talk about that this morning.